This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Massachusetts plans to join California in suing the federal government over changing the 2020 census. The Commerce Department announced yesterday that at the request of the Justice Department, it will include a question about citizenship status on the census. California is suing, saying that that question violates the Constitution and would suppress participation in the census. And here in Massachusetts, Secretary of State Bill Galvin says he's working with State Attorney General Maura Healey and reviewing legal options. Well, Secretary Galvin is on the line to talk about this. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Happy to be with you, Deborah.
So you're the state's 2020 census liaison. Correct. With the federal government. So
yes.
Why are you taking issue with this question of citizenship?
Because it's totally inappropriate and it's clearly an effort at sabotaging the census in states like Massachusetts. The federal code, the federal law, is we count everybody. We count every person, irrespective of their legal status, of their citizenship status. To insert this question is clearly an effort to minimally confuse the respondents, if not to deter them. The reason I say deter them is because clearly we've all seen not only the rhetoric on immigration, but also the actions that have been so hostile to immigrants. But even if you're a legally present immigrant, you needlessly might be confused by this question. It does not belong in the census. If you're looking for an accurate, neutral count, which is what the census ought to be, it ought to be a non-political, accurate count. You count everybody. Now, we've always had a challenge here in Massachusetts. I have been the census liaison for the last two census efforts in 2010 and 2000. And the diversity of our immigrant population here in Massachusetts, speaking multiple languages, coming really from throughout the whole world, has always been challenging. And even legally present immigrants would question, why would they respond to this? Now, to insert this into the questionnaire is clearly an effort to deter and confuse. The result is going to be that it's going to result in a much more difficult count and possibly an impossible count. I use the Donahue Institute at UMass Boston as our statistical liaison on this issue. They speculate we have an actual population of about 6.8 million. I shouldn't say speculate. That's their assessment. Mm-hmm. To get to that number, we obviously have to count all of our immigrants, all the persons who are present here. We also, by the way, have to count college students, which the Trump administration separately is doing something to deter that as well. This is going to adversely affect our count. And what that means in the big picture is it's going to run the risk of a loss of congressional representation and therefore an electoral vote. It also is going to cost money. And it's particularly going to cost money in the cities and towns that need it the most, those that have the highest immigrant populations, where the needs for public education, public health, public transportation are greatest. This is an effort at sabotaging the census, and I think it's a political motivation. This is not about an accurate count.
So folks know that the Justice Department has said that this citizenship data will help identify any Voting Rights Act violations and make sure that there's an accurate count of the citizen voting age population. What do you say to that argument? Well, and the Commerce Secretary says no evidence to suggest that asking this question on the census would decrease participation in the census.
Well, let me start with the second point first.
Okay.
The evidence from those of us who've actually taken the census before is ample. You always have issues persuading legally present immigrants to participate. Anyone who has heard the rhetoric coming out of this administration or seen the arrests of people who are non-citizens, who are immigrants illegally here or undocumented or whatever category you want to classify them in, would know, and anyone who's talked to immigrants would know, that they're already on edge. To try to ask them to participate and then confuse them by throwing this question is so obviously an effort at discouraging them. It's beyond responding to. The first point is that the Justice Department generally has had no problem in most administrations in enforcing the voting rights law. They don't need this question to do it. In fact, there's been very little evidence that this particular Justice Department is interested in enforcing the voting rights law. On the contrary, they seem completely disinterested in it. So that's specious at best. It's inaccurate. If they have issues on voting, you would already be dealing with citizens. You don't need to know whether these people are citizens or not. And it has nothing to do with an actual count. It has nothing to do with the count. What it is going to do is it's going to discourage the count. It's going to make the count more difficult. And that is really what they're up to. This is nothing less than an effort to sabotage the census, particularly in states with high immigrant populations, with populations that could be in congressional districts that would likely elect Democrats and have electoral votes that would likely vote for Democratic candidates. It's not an accident that Massachusetts, California, and New York are the ones that are going to be most adversely affected. So
what's next for the Commonwealth? What are you looking at legally?
The Attorney General has already had previously written to Secretary Ross. She is in contact with some of the other attorneys general. There's going to have to be, like everything else with this administration, you can't negotiate because they don't want to listen. It has to be a litigation. That's the only thing they're going to understand. It's clearly going to run the risk of undoing a legal comprehensive census, and it's contrary to federal code. That's the most important thing. The federal code says you count everybody. It doesn't say citizens. It has nothing to do with citizenship. It's everybody. That's what the federal law is. So clearly, if you're putting questions in there that are not related to that federal obligation, you're doing something that is not appropriate. And that's the essence of the litigation. I'm confident she will participate and she will get us the best result we can. But I think this has to be called out for what it is, and it's an effort to politicize and sabotage the census.
Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.